Hi, my name is Adrian Starks, and welcome to the Purposeful Life Show on the Champion Up Podcast. This podcast is for the courageous creators wanting to create a life of meaning, adventure, and fulfillment, all while helping to make the world a better place. I'm happy you're here, and if you're new to our show, make sure to give us that 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. Also, connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Champion Up. It is always that one idea that could be your breakthrough. It's time to step into your courage and believe the champion in you. Well, welcome everyone today to the Purposeful Life Show on the Champion Up Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Adrian Starks, and I am excited to have you here. Make sure you go to the App Store, type in the word Champion Up, and get that free Champion Up app for download, as there's so much content on there that you don't want to miss out in the palm of your hands. Also, go to championuppodcast.com and to download this onto any podcast platform, make sure to give us that 5-star rating and subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are coming to you weekly. Today's episode is How About a Helping Brand? And no, I did not say helping hand. I am saying helping brand, because in the world of business, it is about branding. And we got a special guest on today. He knows all about branding. His name is Greg T. Greg T, can you say hello to our audience?
I certainly can there, Adrian. Hello, audience. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, man.
We're excited to have you on the show, Greg T, and this is going to be an exciting time for us to learn about the power of branding and what is branding and where it came from and all these great material things that we need to know. But to start things off, Greg T was raised by his single mother in southwestern Ontario. With finances always being an issue, Greg learned the real value of relationships, working hard, and the value of doing the right thing. I like that. Greg is a well-educated and accomplished marketer, graphic artist, as well as an entertainer. Later, he spent over 6 years as a lead singer in bands around Southern Ontario, mainly in the Toronto area. Again, learning the firsthand how to capture an audience's attention and stir up interest in a crowd. He moved west in 1995 and soon after began his company, The Image Stop, bringing his passion for real branding, marketing, design, and helping others succeed to his company and each project he has been involved in since. Greg T, welcome to the show today, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, man. This is good. I love that you're doing this. This is a great platform and a great way to reach people. It's cool. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, and that's part of the, you know, the branding of who we are. And I really like to talk about this today, because I really feel like in the world of business and in anything, many people assume, well, you know, I don't really need a brand. I just need to go out here and just do my thing. And that seems to be okay, but you only get so far that way. So before we get into this detail about the branding and how important this is, can you share with our audience a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting, because I love it. Let's face it. Branding is a big buzzword. You know, people talk about, you know, their brand and making sure they're branded well and stuff. And exactly. And a big part of what we do as a company and me as an individual, you know, it started from my schooling, if you want to get right down to it. And that is helping people succeed. You know, it's very much like what you're a big part of, Adrian, which is why I love to be here. Helping them succeed, but do it well. And when I talk about branding, I talk even about going beyond just the brand. And that is establishing what real branding is all about, so they understand how to develop long-term success. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. So how to develop real branding and long-term success. And we're going to get into that here about the real branding perspective. But before we do that, what is branding exactly? What is that? And how do you, is there a history behind branding? Like, you know, how did it come up? I mean, why are we talking about branding now in a world of business?
Oh, I love it. Okay. We're going back to the old West when it comes to where branding started. Okay. but literally, you know, you got your cattle that are being literally branded with the hot iron, with a symbol that represents the owner of that cattle, so they can go out and do their grazing and they know whose cattle's which. And so that's where it begins. But it has changed so much because branding goes into logos, right? Same idea. The logo represents the company. Yes. And that's why I think there's a very limited or a very base knowledge of what real branding's about. I dig it a lot deeper. You know, branding is when you go to the corner store and you're buying something, and it's how you signaled or didn't signal when you're changing lanes and you meet those people. It's how you present yourself, because as a business owner, well, let's face it, anytime you go somewhere, people go, oh, hey, good to meet you. What do you do?
Get that question a lot. Yep.
Yeah, exactly, right? So when they say, what do you do? And they've already had an experience with you, whether be it good or bad, they're already making a judgment as to whether that would be, you'd be someone they want to deal with. Then they find out you own a company. Oh, hold it. Do I want to do business with them? So yes. Branding comes down to how we are as people. It digs way deeper than I think a lot of people realize. So how do you do it well and make sure you're projecting yourself in a good way?
Projecting yourself in a good way. And it comes mm-hmm. down to who we are as people. And that's the question I was going to ask you about the benefit of branding. So mm-hmm. when someone's thinking in terms of their business and walking out here and saying, how do I become more visible? What is a step they can start doing as far as branding is concerned with making their business become more visible?
Awesome question. One thing I like to tell any new clients, and I guess I should preface that, is that a lot of the clients that we have are new startups, solopreneurs, small businesses and entrepreneurs mm-hmm. that are just getting things going or rebranding, if you will. So one thing I say is, first of all, you better be talking about what you do everywhere. You know, if you're passionate about what you do, and it, be honest with you, if you're going to succeed in business, you better be passionate about what you're offering to people. It's important because people are drawn to that. So talk about what you do, get that out there. Okay. It's a constant part of your conversation. Tell them how and why you're passionate about what you do. Cause, it's like a moth to a flame type angle. If you want to get down to it, people are drawn to that fire. So, you know, get there, be excited about what you're doing, you know, get out and talk to people, go to networking events, meet, you know, open up your circles. And here's a really weird one. Make sure that on a regular basis, you look in the mirror and you see the reflection for what it really is. Ooh. Meaning,
I know, right? Can we go back to that? Repeat that one more time, Mr. Greg T.
Absolutely. On a regular basis, make sure that you're going to the mirror and seeing the reflection for what it really is.
And if you don't have a mirror, get one. Now,
that's right.
Today.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're not perfect. Nobody is. Yeah. Nobody's company operates perfectly, and it's really interesting because in what we do. So with the branding side of our business, we do web design and hosting and that as well. Now take that and let's face it, technology is not perfect. People aren't perfect. There will be problems.
Yes.
I find it interesting that some of my best clients are ones who I have gone through some troubles with, where their site's gone down, where they had some issues with not sure how to receive email, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And we've had to jump in and do what we could to help them. And the response you get there and the commitment you get from your clients as far as on a long-term basis, it's more solidified then because they go, wow, that's how you handle this stuff. Being perfect, no one cares.
No one cares. Let's talk about this here. Being perfect, no one cares. So why are we trying to be perfect? It's about striving for excellence and being consistent in what you're presenting out there, right? Because that's the whole thing about looking in the mirror. What do you see coming back to you? And speaking of reflections coming back to us, when I see Greg, I see green. I see other things too. And so we're going to talk about this here for a second. So Greg
let's go green.
So let's go green. Let's literally go green, right? So
you got it.
Greg is known as, you know, the green man. I mean, I call him Mr. Green, not Mr. Clean, but Mr. Green, not the Green Hornet, not the Green Lantern, but Mr. Green. And Greg, how did you get tagged with green and how has this helped you to brand your business that much further?
Oh, awesome. Okay, here's a story about the green. And this is interesting because this goes through some of the trials that companies go through when they're starting, okay? Mm-hmm. So back when I started the Image Shop, it would be about 25 years ago.
Okay, 25 years
ago. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, the first year was really tough. You mentioned in the bio there how I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. So I'm an entertainer on the side. I have been, you know, playing in bands, doing that for most of my life. It's fun. I have a blast. So when I first created the company, we created a logo and a brand, if you will, that was based around the energy and the fun that I had. Mm-hmm. And it failed. Okay. And realistically, because what happened was I'm dealing with business owners and they're coming to me and going, okay, we need, you know, XYZ in our marketing materials. We need, this design done to help us sell our wares and our services and stuff. But I'm coming across as a court jester having fun. And I went, oh my goodness. Like, so I look at the budget and we're not making ends meet. So it's okay. We need to change this. So I went drastically to the other side and I did some huge Uber corporate look. So like the blues and the reds, you know, and made it real simple. And then, so here we are. Okay, I'm then going to the same clients with the same services at the same price. And it, instead of not taking me seriously, they said, oh, well, we're not really recommending you much because I think that you're too expensive.
Interesting.
And I went, we didn't change anything other than the logo and how we dealt with customers and how we talked. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. So again, branding is beyond this logo, right? So I said, okay, no, we need to remodify. And that's where the green came in. It was through some color studies and checking, you know, people's perceptions of a lot of the green and eco, you know, environmental movements were starting to gain a lot more momentum. Mm-hmm. And I do believe, you know, believe in taking care of the planet as well. So I went, you know what, we can incorporate that into just the imagery and stuff behind our company. So So we did that. And quick side note, green is not a color that I'd ever wear or do much with before mm-hmm. that. I know. Now, if it's business, I'm wearing my bright green shirts. It's with my logo, which incidentally is nothing more than Arial typed out. I know, it's really simple. But because of that, now people recognize it. And now that has been successful. People now see us as we're a light, but we're a comfortable, we're a personable company. And going towards that green helped that. And we didn't have that negative response we had with the first two incantations of what we did. So that's a big one.
That is a big one. I love your story behind that too, of what you did to retweak your business. And at that moment when you changed that way of approach and you also changed the color scheme and the logo, that the company was like, mm-hmm. oh, you're too expensive. Because then at that point, it was a representation of what you really felt about yourself. And I want to get back to what you were saying before about us being beyond the brand or the logo. And this is so important for our guests and our audience today to listen to this. And as for me too, of Champion Up, you know, it is a brand, but it is who I am and what I represent and what the platform is. And so when you're thinking about your business right now, you have to ask yourself one big question. Why do I really want to do this business? Is this business a part of who I really am and what I would do when no one is watching or looking? This is awesome. Where a lot of people get in trouble here. You know, they're good when people are watching, but behind closed doors, they're not the business. And this is why you have to really ask yourself, am I in it for the long haul here? Or am I just mm-hmm. doing this thing just to get some attention here and there, and some quick bucks? And I hope you're not. So we think about...
And thank you for saying that. You're welcome. Thank you so much for saying that, because that's huge. Like I am of the personal belief that the day and age of you know, big business, the big faceless without having the relationships mm-hmm. is all but dead. I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
You look at technology. You know, the world. They say the world's so much smaller and stuff. It's still a big world, but I think we're becoming more personable. And if we're not dealing in business on a relationship level, then we're failing. Business by definition is a relationship. It's one entity working with another or connecting to another one. And if we're not focusing on that, then we're missing the boat. So, and that feeds into the brand. And you nailed that. I love that. It needs to be a core part of who you are and what you do, or else, let's face it, there are people out there. They're out there just to make some money and make the quick buck and leave.
Yeah, they are.
Don't want to deal with
them. Yeah, neither do I. You know, it's funny too, you said business is relationship, and many people say, well, don't mix business with, you know, personal and all these things. And it is personal. Oh. It's interpersonal relationship that you have with other people. And if you don't have this good relationship, then guess what happens, ladies and gentlemen? Nobody wants to do business with you.
That's right.
You know,
no
matter how good your product is or how good you think you may be, if you don't have that relationship, that consistency of character that I call it, of really showing mm-hmm. up, and this is who you are. When I see Greg T, you know, and then I've seen him in person, I've talked to you in person, I get the same person. Mm-hmm. I get consistency across the boards. And that's why he's on the show, ladies and gentlemen, because he's a courageous creator, because he's willing to be himself and step into his own truth and express his business and help others do the same. And speaking of businesses, it's so funny here that I remember mm-hmm. When it comes to branding, I remember the story about Bill Gates, and because I'm right around the corner from here in Seattle. And it was funny at one point they asked him about his kids. They said, hey, do they have like all the technology? He goes, of course. He goes, do they have like, you know, the iPhone and all these other things? Or what do you think about that? And Bill Gates says, well, no, I love all technology. He goes, but in my house, it's only my stuff. And I love that, because what he was saying was he supported what his kids, you know, wanted. He didn't tell them what they could have or what they couldn't have. But in his house, those are his products. Yep. That's his brand. And I want you to think about that. In your house, do you have something that shows your brand? Do you have a product?
Totally.
You know, do you have a cup? Do you have a shirt? Do you have colors like me and Greg? You know, do you have anything that gives you the sense of, this is who I am?
Yes. It's I love that you said that's awesome. It reminds me of something. So back 3 years ago, right? I was, at the point I need someone to come and basically be my, bookkeeping office manager and so on and so forth. And, at mm-hmm. the same time, my spouse, Tanya, she was, looking at potentially being laid off. So we kind of talked and said, you know what, let's leave it. Let's not to hire somebody right now, because that could be a perfect role for you.
Right.
And it turned out, yes, that's what happened. She moved into it and she's been there since. It's awesome, to be honest with you. but one of the things that I have as a rule in the company is when we send out emails, and Adrian, you'll probably be able to speak to this, is that every email has to have a smiley face in it.
Yes.
I always put a smiley face. And the reason being is, well, when I meet people, we laugh and joke, we have some fun, and I want that to be carried through. So that comes, that's part of the branding. It's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. And Tanya's response to it was funny, because she came from a very more corporate background is where mm-hmm. she was coming from. And she went, well, that's really unprofessional. And I said, no, that's what my company is. And she wasn't wrong from where she was coming from, by all means. Mm-hmm. But even now we joke about that, and she'll say, see, I put smiley faces in. I'm like, okay, good.
I love that. And the fact that you were able to address that and say, it's the way the business is. And I want us to really think about this. We always think, well, it's not professional. I have to be professional. I have to be this way. I have to dress this way. Yeah. If you're going to an event, you know, yeah, you want to be nice. You don't want to show up in, you know, in cargo shorts and tennis shoes, you know, and depending on the event. But if you're being yourself and you are coming across as a genuine, authentic person of consistency with your mm-hmm. message, with your ideas, with your products, then that is, to me, professional. Mm-hmm. But if you're not showing up with consistency, 1 week you're this way, next week you're this way, and you're telling me one thing, you're doing another thing, and you're wearing this, you know, you're wearing this type of outfit, but yet you're saying you're about this, that's not professional to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's why we have to be very careful on when we're starting a business. So for you out here listening to start a business, how you start things is how you end things. You want to make sure you start on the right note and be consistent in that. And Greg, so where were you when mm-hmm. this idea of creating this type of business, do you recall the place that you were when this happened, when you were like, I'm going to come up with this business called, you know, the Image Stop, and I'm going to make this happen. It's going to be so grand. I'm going to just change how people see branding. Do you remember where you were when this happened?
How much time do we have, Adrian?
We have some, how about an abbreviated story of that?
I'll do my best. Okay. This is going to be awesome. Bit of a life story. Cause I do believe it needs to be a part of who you are. Okay, so go way back. I'm in public school. I'm an artist. I actually excelled in the fine arts. Okay, I did a lot of things there, and scholarships and so on and so forth. I had my uncle come up to me, and he says, "Greg, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be an artist." And he looked at me, and he was in sales. Okay, and he goes, "You know, you should get into sales. Everything's got to be sold, you know." And I looked at him, I said, "Yeah, but who designs it first?" He shook his head, he walked away. But fast forward years later, I'm in, in my art programs and things, and I'm seeing the quote unquote starving artists. And then our federal government purchased a painting from a Canadian artist. I believe it was called Frame 13 or something like that. I can't remember the exact name, but it looked like a red splashes kind of thing thrown on this big canvas to kind of represent a movie frame, if mm-hmm. you will, a film frame. And he sold it for $1 million. And I went, wow, you know, he's not going to be starving. But then I went, yeah, right. But then I went, hold it. How did he get to that point? So I kind of put all the life experiences, you know, the sayings, the find a job, take what you love, make it your job, and you'll never work another day of your life.
Right.
And stuff like that I'd heard. And I put it all together. I went, what drives me? You know, what makes me excited? Well, designing things makes me excited. Well, what else makes me excited? I like to see when other people succeed. Mm-hmm. And I went, you know what? This is something to pursue. So fast forward years later, I'm here in Calgary. I'm working with a company, and I had been there for, well, within the first year of working there. I'm their in-house designer. And I said, you know what? This is the place to do this. So I went to the owners and said, I have an idea. We have clientele here because we worked with wholesale companies or and promotional companies and sporting goods companies. And I said, we've got clients that can use so much more of what we can offer in design that they can take elsewhere instead of just what we print. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay. And I said, so I think we should start a side part of the company. Do I do it with or without you? Wow. And the owners came up to me. They said, give us a day. And they came back the next day and they said, let's do this. So that's how it started.
A man of conviction. I love that.
I thought I was crazy, but yeah.
You have to be a little crazy. I mean, you have to be a little crazy to have conviction. I mean, I think everyone that runs a business or an entrepreneur, they're a bit crazy. You know, that's why there's not a lot of us out here, which we want more entrepreneurs out here to help make this world Agreed. A better place, you know?
That's right.
What is, you know, we talked about the first step of an entrepreneur could take a person starting their business off or even a person wanting to take their business to the next level of just mm-hmm. having a reflection of who you are in this business and what it represents. What is a second step that someone could take now? Let's just say they have this notion like, okay, I look at myself in the mirror. I know what I want and I know what I want to represent. What is a second step they can take?
Good question. I like the idea of kind of going back to talking to people. There are entrepreneurs everywhere, okay? I try to, and you know with me, Adrian, like I'm part of some networking groups. And yes. The reason I do that is I don't know everything. Nobody knows everything. But let's get in touch with people who have experiencing mm-hmm. and going through things and we can grow together. You know, we can teach each other our systems, figure things out. So as a startup, you want to learn how to, you know, find out how to do some of those things that you have no clue about. Find out if some of the things you're doing or you have ideas for are good ideas. One big group I joined, I was very thrilled because they were extremely organized, a lot of systems in place. And I went, oh, I have these systems too. What do you know? I'm doing the right thing. That was nice. Then was able to modify and grow from there. So yeah, get in touch with the people that you're, that are there and doing the same things you are. Secondly, one thing I would say too, just as kind of back to some of the, you mentioned the cargo shorts and stuff like that, depending on meetings.
They're fun to wear during the summertime. I love
100%. I'm looking out the window right now and going, it's getting nice out there. I can't wait.
Cargo time.
That's right. But when you're going to some of these networking things, okay, and you're going to meet some of these professionals, remember that you need to dress according to the clients that you want. Right. Yes. So if you're going for the surfer guys, yeah, go for it. Right. Me, I'm going for entrepreneurs and small business people. I've done some experimenting actually, where I will wear jeans to a meeting for about a month. Mm-hmm. And then I change that up and I go back to the sports coat and dress pants. And it's interesting because mm-hmm. as far as the referrals and recommendations that I get when I'm in jeans versus the suit jacket and stuff, mm-hmm. night and day. I get people who are just, you know, they want really super quick, cheap. They really don't care if I'm in jeans and I go mm-hmm. and wear the other stuff. And all of a sudden I've got some people who are very serious about their business. Needless to say, I wear my sports coat a lot.
That's an important observation for our audience because it is about how you are branding yourself depending on your audience, right? So if you mm-hmm. do want a certain type of audience, a certain type of clientele, you have to see what they see. Mm-hmm. And you got to be very aware of that. What are they seeing when they see you? Because if they're seeing another thing and you're projecting something that you think they're seeing, they're really not, that's a conflict.
Oh, totally.
And that's not going to get you what you want.
Yeah, exactly. And let's be real. So we know what the background of branding is, but where it is now is branding ultimately is the public perception of what they see you as a company and person being. It has nothing to do, I shouldn't say nothing. You can influence it. But ultimately, you know, what the public sees and what the public says it is, that's what it is.
That's what it is. And yep. that is why you're an expert in this field. And that's why you're on the show as a courageous creator and an individual that knows about branding, because you have also given me some great ideas about branding for my business. Because when I started, I was just like, I just want to be a motivational speaker and just help people across the planet. And just nothing wrong with that. You know,
anyone which is listening, awesome.
Yes. Which is awesome. Anyone's listening as a motivational speaker, no pun intended. But I actually wanted to do something different. I said, well, what does it embody when I'm not around? What will people think of Champion? What will they think of Adrian Starks? And this is what Greg's talking about today. Greg T is talking about. What is the perception of what you do? Mm-hmm. What is the feeling behind it? What do people receive when they see you? You know, I mentioned about Greg T. I see happiness. I see a guy who talks about branding, who wants you to succeed with your brand and push yourself out there so people can really get an idea of what you stand for. I see green. I see smiley faces. This is what Greg T stands for, right? And so it pulls me inward. You know, what do people see when they, you know, look at your business? And it's good, like Greg T said, to follow up with people, ask them questions. Like, what do you see when you look at me? In my business, what is your feeling about it? Get that feedback from the public, because you're going to need that. Because if you don't know what you're showing out there, you're probably not getting the results that you want to get, and you probably will not get them.
That's right. And you know what? It's even that is kind of cool, because not only you're not necessarily going to get the straight answer when you ask sometimes too. So also just observe how people react and how they deal with you. So if you're getting those referrals, or you're getting the jobs that you're looking for, then you're on the right track. If you're not, rethink how you're presenting yourself. I had an instance, just a really quick aside there. I was at a speaking at a global convention in Thailand back in November, and we had a speed networking session, where you sit in groups of 10 and you go through really quick, telling each other what you do, like in 30 seconds, blah, blah, blah. And then you, yeah, quick 2 minutes to share some other cards and talk, and then split up and meet 10 more people. So this happened for, I don't know, about 45 minutes to an hour or so. And like, this convention had like 3,000 people. So the third group I get in, a guy comes running over and he slides up beside me. So he's having fun. He's in it. He's got some good energy. He's excited, right? So he slides over and goes, "Hey, Greg." I had no idea who this guy is. But because he came over that way, I'm like, okay, so this is the kind of thing that I like to project. That's what I'm attracting. That works. Right. And he goes, "Yeah, I recognize the green shirt. I follow you on Instagram." And I went, "Oh my goodness." The guy's from Indonesia. It was so cool. But that just kind of said to me, I'm doing it right. This is the kind of people I want to work with. He's excited. He's passionate. And he gets his business side, but he also had no problem being who he was. And he recognized me because of who I was. So it was cool.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. And Greg T, how can people get in contact with you?
I love that one. You know, email is always the best for me, just because I am always doing lots of stuff. And you never know. So, you know, Greg at thebrandguy.ca or Greg at theimagestop.com. Those are my two main ones. And you know what? I have no problem with people reaching out, and I love to share stories and help if necessary. So, yeah,
excellent. That's really cool. I love that. All right, Greg T, it's great so much to have you on the show today. And I have one more question for you, the courageous creator question.
Sure.
And I'm going to ask this to you. What does success mean to you?
I love that question, man. success to me, okay, it's not monetary. Yes, ultimately, I know we need to make a living. I get that. Success is helping others succeed and helping others to be the best that they can be. I think overall in this world, like I say, I think things are changing, and there's a not stronger focus in what can we all do together to make this a better place, period. Whether that be on the global environmental level, whether that be on the personal level for people dealing with issues themselves personally, or whether it be on the business level. So wherever we are, in whatever realm we're working in, helping others. Yeah.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is why Greg T is a courageous creator on this show today, and why he is actually the brand guy. Thank you so much, Greg T, for joining our show today.
Thanks, Adrian. I really appreciate this. This has been fun.
This has been an amazing time. We have to have you on again. And thank you again for this presence today. We've learned a lot about branding and what it truly means. And to my audience out here, thank you for joining in today. And I encourage you all to be that courageous creator in your life. This is the Purposeful Life Show and the Champion of Podcasts with myself, Adrian Starks, and thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed our podcast today, don't forget to give us that 5-star rating and subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on the powerful life-changing content on future episodes. Also, make sure to go to championup.net for even more life-changing content. Until then, I encourage you to be the courageous creator in your life.